The Ugly Truth of the Salem Witch Trials. A group of young girls went into a frenzy and accused some innocent women of being witches. This led to many of these women being hanged by paranoid, superstitious townfolk. But what happened in between all of that? Why did all this happen? Buckle up, because in this video, we will discuss the ugly truth of the Salem witch trials. Let's start from the beginning. In the late 17th century, there were two Salems. Salem Town was a bustling commerce port on Massachusetts Bay, and roughly 10 miles from it was a smaller and poorer Salem village. Roughly 500 people used to live in Salem Village. The village had a very noticeable social divide, which was worsened by a rivalry between the two leading families of the village. These two families were the Porters and the Putnams. The Porters were a wealthy family who had good connections with the Salem town's merchants, while the Putnams wanted a better condition of self-governance for the village. Quarrels over properties were very common for these two families. The trouble started when the Putnams brought a new pastor from Boston. The name of the pastor was Samuel Parris. He brought his family with him and two slaves named John Indian and Tituba. On one freezing day in January 1962, something very strange happened in the house of the pastor of Salem Village. Samuel Parris's 9-year-old daughter, Betty Parris, and his 11-year-old niece, Abigail Williams, began to show abnormal behaviors. These two girls began to twist their bodies into weird shapes and spoke in a manner that no one understood. Samuel Parris got seriously alarmed and immediately called a doctor. When the doctor arrived, he was shocked after looking at the condition of the two girls. The doctor was unable to identify the cause of their suffering, so he declared that they had been bewitched. This was a time when individuals had a strong belief in the devil. Even small changes in someone's behavior made others suspicious. So you can imagine the reaction of the people when they heard the doctor's declaration. Most of the village agreed that the two girls had been victims of witchcraft. Since everyone believed that the girls were facing these problems because of witchcraft, a neighbor of Samuel Parris suggested that they bake a witch cake. This cake was as weird as its name. The witch cake was made with rye meal and urine from the girls. It was then fed to a dog. People believed that the curse the girls were under would be passed on to the dog and the girls would be healed, or that the dog would somehow identify the witch. The enslaved woman named Tituba baked the cake and fed it to the poor dog, but to the dismay of the villagers, the girls were not healed. The only thing it did was outrage Parris, because he considered it a blasphemous act. Betty and Abigail were then pressured by Parris to identify their tormentor. So Betty and Abigail named three women: a beggar named Sarah Good, an elderly bedridden woman named Sarah Osborne, who, by the way, was scorned for her relationship with a servant, and Tituba, the slave who baked the cake. A point that should be noted here is that none of these women attended church regularly, and they were not well liked by the people of Salem. The three women were thrown into jail. On the 1st of March, two magistrates from Salem Town arrived in Salem Village to conduct a public inquiry. The three women protested their innocence in the beginning. However, after being continuously harassed by the authorities, Tituba confessed and told the magistrates what they wanted to hear. She said that she met the devil and made a contract with him. She described that she was called by a tall and dark man from Boston who asked Tituba to sign the book of the devil. She claimed that she saw the names of Sarah Good, Sarah Osborne, and several other names that she could not identify in the book. Tituba's confession claimed that there were more witches in the community, but the charges against her were lifted after her detailed confession. Reverend Parris sold her to another English settler to recover the jailing costs. What happened to Tituba after that is still unknown. Everyone in Salem Village was scared because they believed that witches were among them. Gradually, other young girls started experiencing fits. the number of men and women accused of witchcraft also rose rapidly. By this time, the accused also started to identify others as witches. Very soon, the list of accused included many names of upstanding people in the community. This included Rebecca Nurse, who was a mature woman of some prominence in Salem. As time passed, there were a lot of accused who were the enemies of the Putnams, and there were dozens of cases in which the accusers were the Putnams. If you're enjoying this dark story of how people started to punish others without any concrete proof, then be sure to subscribe and turn on your post notifications to be updated on our latest videos. After several informal hearings and arrests, the governor of Massachusetts Bay Colony ordered an assembly. In this court, the accused were forced to defend themselves from accusations without any aid from counsel. Most of the accusations were based on spectral evidence. Spectral evidence simply means a witness testimony. Therefore, a person was arrested even if a single man or woman claimed that they saw the accused attacking other people. The accusations themselves would have made sense to some extent if someone saw the accused actually committing a crime. But here's the twist. The evidence was accepted even if the accused appeared in a dream of a witness, while the physical body was somewhere else at the time. The evidence was accepted on the assumption that the devil and his minions had the power to send someone's spirit to pure and religious people to mislead them. The people who confessed and named other witches were spared because of the Puritan belief that their punishment would come from God. On the other hand, the people who insisted on being innocent were punished harshly. Can you imagine being punished for being honest? They became martyrs for their own sense of justice. Most of the people who witnessed everything unfolding remained silent because they feared that they would be punished for raising their voice, or that they would be accused of witchcraft themselves. On June 10, 1692, Bridget Bishop became the first person to be hanged on what came to be known as Gallows Hill in Salem Village. This was only the start, and soon, many persons were hanged, including Sarah Good and Rebecca Nurse. A man named Giles Corey was also accused of witchcraft, and he refused to enter a plea. Hence, he was pressed beneath heavy stones for 3 days until he died. According to legend, while Giles was being crushed, his last words were, "More weight." On October 29th, the wife of Governor Phipps was accused of witchcraft. So Governor Phipps stepped in and ordered a halt of proceedings in the court. Instead, the governor established a superior court of judicature, which was instructed not to accept spectral evidence. The trials resumed in the superior court, but only 3 were convicted out of 56. By the time the trials came to an end, 19 people were hanged, 5 died in custody, 1 was crushed, and 2 dogs that were believed to have been linked with the devil were killed. No one is 100% sure why the witch craze spread in Salem. However, looking back at it from a scientific perspective, some scholars have speculated that the behavior among the people could have resulted from a combination of various diseases. These include asthma, Lyme disease, epilepsy, and ergotism. Ergotism is a disease caused by eating a cereal made of rye that has been contaminated with a fungus called ergot. Ergotism causes fits, vomiting, choking, hallucinations, and the sensation that something is crawling on one's skin. The most frightening thing about the Salem witch trials is that it highlights the dark side of human nature. It reveals the ugly truth of how seemingly rational and moral people can be induced to commit wrongs in the name of religion. The state of Massachusetts has formally apologized to the people in 1957, but it was way too late, as several innocent people were already dead. Do you think you would have survived the Salem witch trials? Let us know in the comments section. If you liked this video, then check out this video right here.